What up, everybody? I was just thinking, how everything just get off the momentum of the things that you want to do. Trying to build it up, but sometimes, it can easily get break down or broken down. I guess that's where we have to make our decisions of do we either keep on going or we stop. But it's a good time to reflect at the things that you've done as well. Understand where were you at. Understand what you need to get better on if you want to keep going. But whichever decision you're making is always the right choice at the moment. Don't think that things stop and, momentum has lost. It means, you stop as well. You gotta keep going or, if you want to. But at the end of the day, your decision today can change tomorrow or can change the next month. Just having an open to the possibilities that what life thrown at you, all you can do is to be ready. Sometimes the choices we make ripples to the next decisions of the reality in which you want to live in. So understanding that and having a reflection of life itself, can ease up a moment when time gets hard. Because sometimes things happen and it's not in your control. It's to be observed and to live in the moment. But time passes by and you keep on going. You go to the next one, try out the next one. Because it's the frequency, right? That we are all vibing into. The vibration, which vibration you're in. Could have multiple different realities. You could tap into those. You could tap in anywhere now, to be honest with you. You can go to your financial, go to your art, go to crypto, and go for, the other side of the world you encounter with because of the internet. So we can tap into different world at any given moment, So when you start noticing that, you apply that in your life in which there is needs of balance. If you want to keep all those lives that you created and bring it into one, you have to divide the pie in which way none of the lives that you created affect the other ones. You have to create balance. And that's what I learned. As we grow, get older, you learn, make mistakes, unlearn the things that is not benefiting your life or benefiting in your life. So when you see that things happening, in your eyes, you start understanding, that things that you can control or you cannot control, and you just let go. But that moment of time, it can never be repeated. And that's when I get to my music and my guitar. That's where it allows me to tap into that different frequency in my mind where I can create a vision and The chords will guide me to different entities or places and play it in my head as I, you know, hit a note. But sometimes I would like to repeat that one note, you know, that sweet note that you hit. But it's hard to replicate music, you know. That's why I love it. I love it. But it's hard for me as well. But I think understanding the fundamentals of my guitar and the music that I'm trying to tap into, what I'm trying to do. You know. It allows me to create more. You know. Without limitation. Because I learned the instrument from my own sound. You know, I'm not trying to duplicate anybody, because understanding that music cannot be duplicated. You just wanted to create something that you, you know, that's you. You know, find that sound that's you. It takes time, you know, it takes a lot of development, it takes a lot of courage in the beginning. Adversity. Commitment, you know, pain, you know, the tears, you know. But when you walk the path, you know, you decided, you know, it's easier to go forward than turning back, because you already gone through so much and you tried everything. So, like in life, you want to try everything. For me, how I label it as worth doing is seeing the future of the highest potential where I can be, you know, do it in my head and stuff. It takes about like 5-10 minutes or so if I meditate. But, you know, everything I tried, there's always a limitation. So I decided to just, you know what, since everything has a limitation, I'm gonna try music, you know. Because music, the limitation of music cannot be defined as a object or, you know, as a, as a success. Because it's different for everybody when you hear it. The success of music is to take somebody's self into the realization of who we are. For me, I have that freedom for them to create their own vision, you know, create their own reality and stuff in a brief moment of time when I hit these chords. At the end of the day, you don't know who's listening, you know. You don't know whose life you'll impact. But when you decide to do it, you know, there's no turning back from there, you know. That's everything to us in life. Usually I play some tunes, but I'm gonna play some songs from my album called A Sky Lost in the City. It's available on my website if you guys want to check it out. I'm actually gonna do like the whole 9 series of podcasts for each song. I mean, that's my plan, my intention for the next few months or so. But I want to get some funding as well for to complete it. I wanted to use a little momentum from my single Sky High, which you know, it's a dope song. I hope some DJ gonna grab into that, and cause that bass is fucking fat. But enjoy the song. I don't know which I'm gonna play, but enjoy the song. All right, peace.
Singing, I'll make all sense at the end.